Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.
When you're talking about Chinese herbs, do you understand what they are? Do you understand whether they've been FDA approved or do they not need to? Are there safety things you need to think about? Well, our expert, Dr. Holly Lucille, is here to tell us about Chinese herbs. So, you know, when we think about all these, people hear ginseng. That's the first one. They hear ginseng. They don't know what it does. They don't know. They just hear that it gives you energy. Tell us about ginseng.
Well, you know, let's talk about Chinese medicine in general first, if you don't mind, because I've always said, being an naturopathic doctor, right? So I have the system of medicine that I work within. You know, we follow these principles, identify and treat the cause, treat the whole person, use the least invasive methods first, so do no harm. Doctor is teacher, docere means to teach, all of those great things. So in the system, I'm able to think about things more comprehensively, much more than just the reductionistic allopathic sort of Western medicine that we do need if we, you know, get hit by a bus. So, but I've always said that there's value in all systems of medicine, and in traditional Chinese medicine is certainly one of those, and I love it. But yes, Chinese herbs have been around for a long, long time. I mean, 5,000 years, give or take a few. And I think that they are just highly effective. You know, I'm more of a Western botanical academic person, but I've been delving into Chinese herbs more and more as traditional Chinese practitioners do, and I just think that they are amazing.
I think so, too, and I've tried some of them for various people I knew going through cancer treatments and things, so why don't you tell us about them, because I just love you, Holly, because you do say if you get hit by a bus, you need that Western medicine, but for some of these other things, hormones and stress and all these other diet and digestive, you can look to the East and say, you know what, maybe that's what I need instead, so tell us about some of these.
All right, so Panax ginseng. You're right. When people think about Chinese herbs, a lot of times ginseng just pops right up there. And it is one of the best-known Chinese herbs. It's known as an adaptogen. So it enhances cellular metabolism. It increases endurance and energy and is believed, believe it or not, to enhance brain function and also boost alertness. Okay? So an adaptogen, you think about an adaptogen, think about it, it's basically helping you to adapt. So adapt to stressors, adapt to influences that your body needs to respond to. So it's really like a tonic. It's more of a support. I love adaptogens. Any adaptogen earns its title by improving the body's ability to tolerate and recover from whatever it's going through, whether it's physical stress, whether it's exposure to toxins, whether it's contracting an illness, so there's biological stress. So Panax ginseng is a lovely adaptogenic Chinese herb that is clinically studied and is just absolutely amazing when it comes to, honestly, modern day overall living.
Crazy. That is so awesome. Now, this next one, Sinensis. Cordyceps sinensis? What is it?
So cordyceps, you think of, it's a mushroom. I love this one joke that I tell. So why did, and Melanie, you have to play along. So why did the mushroom get invited to the party?
Because he was a fun guy.
That's right, but why was he asked to leave?
I don't know that one.
Because there wasn't mushroom. Okay.
Oh, there wasn't.
Anyway,
that was a good one.
Okay, this fungus is it's a rare find in the wild. It's harvested in remote areas of China and Tibet, at really high altitudes, like 3,500 feet and above. It's costly. It's adaptogenic as well. Now listen to this. There was a review by Stanford University researchers that describes this particular herb, this mushroom, its oxygen-free radical scavenging, its endocrine balancing, its hypolipidemic, its anti-atherosclerosis, and it also has sexual function restorative activities. So this is an amazing immune-enhancing, adaptogenic. It has the ability to increase our own natural killer cell activities. It's like any other mushroom, so it's got that immune-enhancing property to it. It's also been studied for prevention and treatment of cancers, and this is a lovely fungus among us that is just used across the board, once again, antibacterial, antifungal, and that adaptogenic property as well.
Antifungal from a fungus. Isn't that so interesting? Now,
yeah.
Reishi, because we want to get through all four of these, and we only have like 3 minutes left.
All right, so chatting. All right, so this is dating back to the first century BC. This has been around for a long time. Like I said, Chinese herbs, you'll find them. They've been so powerful, and they've been around for a long time. Current research with this particular mushroom, powerful natural cancer preventative, and may be used for the treatment of other cancers, some cancers, and HIV patients often seek this out because of its immunity-boosting effects. So you think of mushrooms, you think of that immune system. So another really, really nice Chinese herb to use when we're dealing with the immune system.
So reishi is a mushroom too?
Yes.
Wow, dig that. And, you know, people don't think mushrooms have anything but water and dirt on them. But look
at
the properties.
Oh, they're so medicinal. Especially if you find them.
They're so medicinal.
Yes, yes.
Well, personally, I'm a truffle freak. So go ahead and feed me those mushrooms any day of the week, which is not to say the type I did in college. Dong Quai.
Okay, so
what is
all
that?
Right, you're going to say Dong Quai, and I'm going to say Dong Quai.
Okay.
But we can say it tomato, tomato. So listen, this has been around for a long, long time as well. This particular one, in combination with other herbs, usually like chaseberry, wonderful for menopausal-type symptoms. So you're thinking about those vasomotor symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats. So you blend this, and you'll find this often with other herbs, black cohosh, chasteberry. It works best in synergy with some other herbal products. And so you'll find it often, yes, you can find it as a standalone, but Melanie, this one is a team player. This works best. It's also, when you talk about having multimodalities, blood pressure lowering effects, anti-asthmatic, antiviral, antifungal, antiarthritic, it's just been great. And once again, researched heavily. So it's amazing. And Chinese herbs, they're where they're at. They've been around for a long, long time and very, very effective. And as a Western practitioner, I always, always seek to see what else I can pull out of my hat.
I love that about you. I really, truly do. Now, Dong Quai, what do we do? Is it a tablet? Is it a powder? If these ones are mushrooms, you can make a tincture. But what do you do with this? And, you know, in just the last minute, kind of tell us how we use them, because I love the effects of the Dong Quai.
Yeah, now if you go to a traditional Chinese practitioner, they might actually just have it in a powdered form. That's a lot of times how these herbs will come. They're bitter. You put them in water. You can make a tea out of them. You can also find them in capsule form. They're a standardized extract. You can also find them in tincture form as well. Nature's Way is a great brand that has many of these herbs in a capsule form. And then you can also seek out your local traditional Chinese medicine doctor who utilizes Chinese herbs exclusively, and get their opinion. You can get things prescribed in batches, in single doses, whatever it is that you might be needing, they're going to be able to guide you.
See, I think that is so cool, because these things can be used in so many ways that people don't realize. In the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Holly, what should we know about the safety, about the FDA approval? Do we worry about any of these things? Like, I've been told ginseng, if someone's in chemotherapy, be careful of ginseng because it can, you know, anti-effects, blah, blah, blah. So quickly, give us a little breakdown.
Well, first of all, let's just talk about the use of FDA-approved products. Are right now, it's the number 4 leading cause of death. So let's just take that into consideration, okay? We'll just kind of umbrella this statement with that. You've got to be able to, in this case,
20 seconds.
Trusted brands, and if you need help and guidance, do due diligence, partner with somebody who you trust, who's got credentials, and who knows what they're talking about, and ask for help.
That's great advice, and you can get that help from Dr. Holly Lucille, because she is an expert, and she's the person I would go to ask questions about any of these things. Hey, you know what? I do it every Tuesday. I get to ask her these questions about all this stuff, so tune in every Tuesday to listen to me and Dr. Holly Lucille go at it with this stuff. Don't we have a great rapport? It's so much fun, and she's brilliant. So keep listening. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.